This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Heather Bosch is in for Colleen this week. Lately, I feel like we've been watching a live episode of Attorneys Gone Wild. You have Michael Cohen, the president's fixer. You have Michael Avenatti, who is Trump's Inspector Javert, going after the president for a one-night stand. And lately, you've had Rudy Giuliani, this legendary figure from 9/11, behaving like a Fox talk show host. Let's bring in former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation brought to you by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. I want to get your comment on this, especially the Rudy Giuliani case. He comes out of the gates revealing new information that everybody seems to think he should not have revealed, then comes back and says, well, I'm not quite up to speed. Talk to me in a few days when I know what I'm talking about. But when you watch this, as somebody who has been a high-profile attorney in the public eye, what goes through your mind?
What goes through my mind is that you have Mayor Giuliani clearly relishing being back in the spotlight. He was a big supporter of President Trump's, but was not rewarded with any kind of position in the administration. He's running the litigation like it's a political campaign. And I think he's doing that either because he just wants his client to get out in front of the story on the theory that if they release information first, it's less damaging than when it comes from an investigation. Or they want to, related to that, want to capture the narrative and they want to say this is what actually happened before someone says, no, it happened differently. Before someone says it was Michael Cohen who was being paid by a Russian billionaire, for example. So they clearly tried to get out in front of the story, but it's an odd way to run litigation.
Michael Cohen allegedly paid by a company linked to a Russian billionaire, as I understand it.
Well, that is an important distinction, isn't it? Sorry.
I'm just trying to keep it all straight.
True.
I thought I understood it after we did our piece on limited liability companies, but apparently this goes even beyond
right.
that. But no, the thing with Giuliani was it appeared as if he started making public statements before having sat down with his client just to check out what he should have said. Is that possible?
It is possible. I mean, they apparently had at least one long conversation about this, but that's not the same thing as going back to the client saying, okay, here is what I think we need to say, and this is how we should say it. But look, Rudy Giuliani is a deeply experienced criminal prosecutor, former U.S. attorney, and it could very well be that he's crazy like a fox here, that he and his client know exactly what they're doing in terms of how they want to get information out there and how they want to get out in front of it.
Now, I know that an attorney is duty-bound to be honest, is duty-bound not to lie to the court. Does that also apply to public statements, to statements simply made to the media?
It can, yes. It depends where one is, though, in the case. Here, no charges have been brought against Mr. Giuliani's client, and there's no case pending. In fact, the FBI has made it known that President Trump is not a target of this investigation. He's a subject of investigation, but not a target, which has a meaningful distinction.
Now, explain the difference between being a subject and a target of an investigation.
The latter is more serious. That usually is code for there's an indictment coming, or it may very well be coming. Typically, when someone is characterized as a subject, it means they're in the investigation, but not because it's thought they're going to be indicted. Not that you can't go from being a subject to a target, but it is milder. And I think they often use that distinction in order to elicit cooperation from someone, because once you know you're a target, you'd be crazy not to, always have your lawyer with you, take the Fifth Amendment to avoid self-incrimination, et cetera. Whereas if you're a subject, and there commonly be more than one subject of an investigation this complex, you might be more willing to cooperate.
You can understand, though, where people would say, well, if he has nothing to hide, why shouldn't he sit down? If he has nothing to hide and Robert Mueller is duty-bound to be ethical in this prosecution and the president has nothing to hide, what's the problem? Well, and it sounds like you would also counsel him not to sit down and talk.
You have to be really protective of your client in such situations. He's definitely in the crosshairs. And yes, the prosecutor is duty-bound to be ethical, but prosecutors also enjoy a great deal of discretion. And they are not above trying to trap someone into making a statement that can be used against them later. That's fair game. You try to trip people up. That's why in a deposition, you'll often see people ask the same question
three
or four times in slightly different ways, hoping that they'll give different answers that can be used to damage their credibility later on, to impeach their credibility, so to speak.
Not possible, because the president has one of the world's greatest memories. I heard him say so myself.
Absolutely. Who's going to question that?
That's right. Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation brought to you by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks, Dave.